Blog Talk Radio.
Deaths from COVID-19 by December. Boeing has found manufacturing defects on some of its 787 long-range airliners in areas where parts of the fuselage are joined. The latest setback for the aircraft maker, whose 737 MAX is still grounded after two deadly crashes. On Wall Street, the Dow up 137. I'm Mike Moss.
This message is from the National Council on Aging. Adults over age 60 are at higher risk for the COVID-19 coronavirus because they may have weaker immune systems or chronic health conditions. The Centers for Disease Control recommends older adults avoid crowds and people who are sick. Wash your hands and disinfect surfaces often. Keep a 2-week supply of food and medicine on hand. Learn more at ncoa.org.
And let's go ahead and take a look now at your Alternative Talk weather outlook for Friday. Sunny skies and high temperatures around 78, 79 degrees. Shaping up to be a pretty nice day. Tonight, increasing clouds, not too many. Low temperatures dropping down to about 57. For Saturday and for Sunday, more sunshine expected. High temperatures a little cooler in the mid-70s. With partly cloudy skies through the overnight, lows still in the mid-50s. Sunday night to Monday, we might have a slight chance of rain showers. Other than that, partly sunny skies for Monday. Highs around 74.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Vasily and Transformation Talk Radio.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. What does the word healing mean? Many think that healing merely means eliminating symptoms. However, based on my many years as a healer, I have a much broader perspective on the word. Healing can manifest in a variety of ways, including having physical problems resolved, becoming more emotionally centered, experiencing better relationships, gaining greater clarity, and feeling more spiritually connected. True healing always includes some level of transformation. Whatever form healing takes, there is one commonality, an improvement in quality of life. To me, the highest form of healing goes beyond aligning with wellness. It comes from recognizing our soul's voice and allowing it to speak through us. And in that sense, don't we all yearn to heal into our wholeness? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
To lead a happier life on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles. How to lose to gain it all. Join Brittany every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Listen as coach and healer Brittany Miles shares stories that teach you about surrender. For more information about Brittany, MilesToGoCoaching.com.
The vibration of change. That magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there. But when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance. From the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio, and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
Are you meeting your sales goals? Or maybe your business plan could use a dose of the divine. Tune in to Divinely Driven Results with faith-based business coach Elise Smith on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Coach Elise Smith helps listeners get unstuck from their business plateau and become empowered through divine guidance. Build up belief in yourself and your dreams, and learn business strategies that work for you for real lasting results. Learn more by visiting www.DivinelyDrivenResults.com.
The vibration of change, that magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. Yes, it can seem rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, and it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance, from the quality of your inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. Here on the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Are you ready to step into your vibration of change? Welcome, everybody, to the Christine Upchurch Show. So grateful to have you here today. You might be listening on KKNW AM 1150 in the Seattle area live or on Transformation Talk Radio. You might be listening after the fact on ChristineUpchurch.com or one of the dozens of podcasts this ends up on. But wherever and whenever, we're grateful you've joined us here today, and I believe you're going to be grateful too, because we're going to be talking about something that affects everybody. You can't get through life without experiencing this. But before I get into that, I want to say hello and express my gratitude to the people behind technology, Olivia at TTR and Benny at KKNW. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Zoom wouldn't let me in. So, you know, I know it's a late start, but, you know, this is what happens with a live show and technology. So, but I'm grateful to be here and to have you guys doing your magic behind the scenes.
Oh, you're quite welcome. High five, Olivia, right there.
And I'm grateful for our guest who's here today, because we're going to be talking about how to transform grief and fear into love and grace. And this expert here today isn't just an expert professionally. She's an expert based on the school of hard knocks. She's experienced a fair amount of grief in her life. And she's a psychotherapist, a best-selling author. She's an international speaker. And she likes to bring insight into trauma, shame, and grief. She likes to identify dysfunctional family patterns, and she's had over 35 years of experience. She's counseled a myriad of individuals, couples, families, and groups, and mental health agencies. She has her PhD in psychology from Union Institute and University. She's the author of several books, and I'm so grateful she sent me all three of her books. Okay, so we've got Shame Transformed Therapy. We have Living in the Shadow of the Too Good Mother. Could have used that when my kids were younger. And her latest book, which is absolutely beautiful, Letters to Freedom, Memoir of Grief and Relationship. I'd like to welcome our guest today, Patty Ashley. Hi, Patty.
Hi, Chris. Thanks for having me.
I'm so grateful to have you here today. And I appreciate you sort of rolling with the little chaotic beginning here technologically. And when I was reading Letters to Freedom, it touched me deeply, because there's so many things in life that we think we can control. But the loss of people and animals who are near and dear to our hearts, we can't control. And that touches us on such a deep level, and your experience wasn't an easy one. Let's start by talking a little bit about your experience with your father as a child.
Yeah, so when I was 11, my father died of a sudden heart attack, and I was raised in a Catholic family, and the story was, he's in heaven, he's with God, you know, we'll get over this and move on and go back to school a week later. And I'm thinking, something really bad happened, and where is God, and why can't I go there? So I became a seeker of finding God, and also figuring out what the heck was this experience I had of loss that nobody wanted to talk about.
Right.
So that's how it all started, and I became a therapist because of that. Mm-hmm. And then a lot of other winding paths in my life to get me to where I am today, but that's how it all got started.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, we talk a lot about grief, but what is grief?
Well, you know, one of my teachers said all depression is unresolved grief, and some of my colleagues would argue with that. However, you know, if I think about someone who's sad, or I talk to someone who's sad, I think about, where's the loss? Where have you had to let go of something? And we humans, we like to be in control of things. We think we have this idea that we can control our lives. And we're seeing right now what's happening with the pandemic that we, and the natural disaster, you know. Anyway, the amount of control that we have over our lives is very small. And one of the things we can't control is the fact that we're all going to die. And so grief, we've learned about grief from Kubler-Ross's, Elizabeth Kubler-Ross did some studies on people who were terminally ill and, you know, what was really happening, what experiences were they having. And, you know, her five stages of grief are denial, bargaining, anger, depression, acceptance. They're not linear. You move in and out of them for a period of time. And you can see it even when you lose, like we're in so much collective grief right now. Our lives, we've lost the lives that we're familiar with in this pandemic.
Can you mention those five stages again a little bit more?
Yeah. So denial usually is what happens first, because it's kind of like when you're in a car accident or something and you're physically injured and you can't feel anything, you kind of go numb. And it's the same thing with our emotional self, is we don't feel anything for a while. And then we start to bargain and we start to wonder, could I have done something different? Maybe. Or regrets, I should have said something. Or, you know, so we go in and out of that. And then anger, you know, and a lot of people don't want to be angry at people who die, because they think, well, they died, you know. But there's the anger around. Anger helps create distance. Anger energizes us. Anger is important, and it's okay to be angry. So it's okay to be angry at God. It's okay to be angry at the person for dying, because it's an energy that helps us release what we're holding in our body. And then there's depression. And so I think a lot of people get stuck there, you know, when they're in grief. You'll see hoarders, you know, if you see people holding on to things. Usually there's some unresolved grief in that. And then hopefully we get to acceptance. And again, those stages aren't linear, so we move in and out of them. And the period of time is very different for different people. But the thing about grief is you have to go through it. You can't go around it. And we don't live in a culture that really supports discomfort, and we're learning to have to understand discomfort, because there's a lot of it going on right now. However, we don't really have, we want to make things better. We want the pill. We want the quick fix. We want to do something. We want to pull ourselves up by our bootstraps. And sometimes we just have to go through the feelings, and that is the hard part for people.
And sometimes, from my personal experience, it's not logical. Like, for instance, when my parents passed away, they passed away 16 days from each other. So it was like a 1-2 punch.
Aww.
And that was hard. And yet they were at a stage in life where it felt like it was time for them to go. Their bodies were aging. I felt like our relationships were complete. And when they exited, of course, you know, I've grieved the loss. And I, you know, one of the interesting things I found is it's not just the adult, you know, who's grieving the loss, and the mom of the kids, you know, grieving the loss of the grandparents for the kids. But, you know, it's like every stage in age, the little girl who lost the daddy who she used to hold, you know, his finger, the little finger as we walked through the store, that kind of thing. But for me, what surprised me is a couple years later when my beloved cat died of cancer, which felt like way too soon, in some ways my grief was more overwhelming. And so it's like it can be kind of confusing as to when it comes and how deep it is or it isn't. It's kind of a strange thing to navigate because of that.
Well, the body memory doesn't have time. We've learned that from studies of PTSD. So what happens when we've had experiences in our life of grief and we have another grief, and I think that's happening with a lot of people now who are grieving the loss of the life that they know, and sad, the horrid sadness of people who are grieving the loss of people, you know, who've died of COVID. It takes us back into this well of old grief. It's interesting how that happens. I was just telling a friend of mine this morning about when I put my cat down shortly after my fiance died. So in my life, from my dad, I ended up losing my fiance